Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Think about the last time you felt sad. What did you do to cheer yourself up? Well, today we'll meet a man who was feeling pretty low himself, and he was so determined to find happiness that he embarked on an adventure.
In the annals of music history, the Runaways are best remembered as the moment when women really broke into rock music. Sure, there have been all-girl rock bands like the Shangri-Las and Fanny, but these bands were few, far between, and shy about their surrender to the oversexed, no-holds-barred bravado of rock mythology.
The stars are restless. This is activity that nobody's seen for thousands of years, prophesized activity. And I don't have my notes to compare against the old books because this greedy idiot's taken a wash to lustful animal needs, reposing in a tavern fraught with chlamydic horrors.
Today, samples from Circle Round, Bad Reputation, and Victor Street Fiction. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe even help you find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here email blast at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us at Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. Now, with special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Wiser Advisors, Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and writing, research, and curation support from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. If your kids are tired of the same old on the morning commute to school, check out this week's first feature, Circle Round. Circle Round is a storytelling podcast for kids aged 4 to 10, created and produced by parents who know just what kids want. You'll hear carefully selected folktales from around the world adapted for today's families into quick, easy 10 to 20 minute episodes. Each story delves into an important topic for kids like kindness, persistence, and generosity. And they're brought to life by notable voices from the screen and stage like Max Greenfield or Richard Kind. You and your kids can listen along as host Rebecca Shear leads you through a world of good stories and great life lessons. Here's a sample for you to try. It's from the Circle Round episode called The Happiest Person in the World. On the episode, 2 and a Half Men star John Cryer joins the show to star in a story about a man chasing happiness and the elusive shirt that'll make him smile again. Take a listen to the first few minutes.
Think about the last time you felt sad. What did you do to cheer yourself up? Well, today we'll meet a man who was feeling pretty low himself, and he was so determined to find happiness that he embarked on an adventure that he hoped would chase those blues away. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called The Happiest Person in the World. People have been sharing versions of this tale for many years in many places, from Africa to Italy to Uzbekistan. That's a country in Central Asia. Some really great people came together to bring you this folktale, including Emmy Award-winning actor John Cryer. If you are a grown-up listening right now, you may remember him most recently from the sitcom 2 and a Half Men. So, circle around, everyone, for The Happiest Person in the World. Once, there lived a man named Jonah. Jonah had a big house with a large field. He had a kind, loving wife and 3 wonderful children. Jonah also had many good friends and neighbors. In short, Jonah had everything a man could ever want. But one fall morning, as Jonah woke up beneath his fluffy down comforter, he noticed that his heart felt heavy. His eyes filled with tears as he gazed out the window of his big house.
The sun is shining, the sky is blue, and yet I feel so unhappy.
Determined to shake this feeling, Jonah got out of bed, kissed his family goodbye, and went outside.
I think I'll take a walk through the countryside. That should be just the thing to cheer me up.
Jonah hiked for hours. He noticed the bright oranges, yellows, and reds of the autumn leaves. He felt the tingle of the clear, crisp air. He wandered past sheep and cows contentedly grazing and friendly furry dogs wagging their tails. But when he got back home, still, he wasn't happy.
This is the worst. I've never been so unhappy in my life. Maybe I should go to the city to get rid of this sadness.
The next morning, Jonah got out of bed again, kissed his family goodbye again, and set out for the big city. When he got there, he dined at the most delicious restaurants and went to the fanciest shows. He bought a necklace for his wife, toys for his kids. He even bought himself a pair of soft, fuzzy slippers. But when he returned home again...
All this time in the city, and I still feel down in the dumps. Whatever will I do?
As the weeks went by, Jonah felt gloomier and gloomier. He didn't sled with his kids when the first snow fell. He hardly spoke to his friends and neighbors. Before long, he could barely get out of bed in the morning, even when the family was having his favorite breakfast of blueberry pancakes. One day, as Jonah moped around the house, his wife had an idea.
Oh, Jonah, we must chase away this storm cloud above your head. Perhaps you could visit your wise aunt who lives by the pond in the woods. Maybe she can bring your blue skies back again.
Jonah lifted his head and shrugged his shoulders.
Well, I guess it can't hurt to try.
Jonah headed to the woods and followed the path until he reached the pond. When he stepped inside his wise aunt's cabin, she greeted her nephew with a hug.
Jonah, how lovely to see you. What brings you here today? And why do you look so sad?
Oh, Auntie, no matter what I do or where I go, I'm so unhappy. Do you know how I might find happiness again?
Jonah's aunt smiled.
Why, yes, Jonah. I know exactly what you must do.
Jonah leaned in closely. He didn't want to miss a word of his wise aunt's advice.
The answer, my child, is this. You must find the happiest person in the world. And when you find this person, you must trade your shirt for theirs. Once you and the happiest person in the world have exchanged shirts, you will be happy again.
Jonah took in what his aunt had told him.
Well, that doesn't sound so hard.
From the New Kids podcast, Circle Round, from WBUR Boston. Check out your kids' new favorite podcast right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. New to the Podcast Central Library this week is an awesome new podcast called Bad Reputation. It's a podcast that tells stories about women in rock and roll, the lost stories, the complicated stories, and the good stories. Bad Reputation host Miko Caporal reads the things you don't have time to read and tracks down the people you don't have time to find to get the stories you've been desperate to hear. The podcast mixes history reenactments and exclusive interviews to push girls to the front of the rock and roll conversation. You hear the stories of pioneers in the industry like Joan Jett or Stevie Nicks as Bad Reputation dives into the rich, complicated history of women in rock and roll. Check out this clip from the first episode of Bad Reputation titled The Runaways. The episode tells the story of America's first all-female hard rock band to achieve mainstream success, The Runaways. From a famously abusive manager to intense public scrutiny, the women of the Runaways are here to tell their story. And in this clip, you'll hear a reenactment of the night that brought the Runaways as we know them together.
He saw her from across the room. A teenage wisp in red glitter jeans with swirls of blonde hair. She was swaying to the bass line of some forgettable disco track. A throwaway song for getting the crowd restless before dropping a favorite like the Time Warp. It was a typical night at the Sugar Shack. A teen club in 1970s Los Angeles, and Kim Fowley, the middle-aged music man who was never too old for teen nightlife, was on the prowl. He was cruising for his jailbait, Brigitte Bardot, the final addition to his all-girl hard rock band. When he saw her there, skin-tight top and blue eyes that had seen well beyond their 15 years, he knew he had something. He pushed through the crowd to meet her.
I've seen you around. You come here a lot, don't you?
What?
I said I've seen you around. I like your look, the makeup, the platinum hair. Very sexy. Do you play an instrument?
No.
Ever want to? How about bass? Ever think about playing bass?
I already said I don't play an instrument.
I want to give you a chance to be part of rock and roll history. Have you ever heard of the Runaways?
Fuck off, creep. I just want to dance.
Marie Curie recognized the Frankenstein look-alike in a tangerine suit, and rumor and instinct told her to avoid him. People said the record producer understood more about getting his name out than making hits, and he had a reputation for pressuring young girls into sex. Every rock and roll teen in LA knew something of the Runaways, but with Fowley attached to them and their ever-rotating lineup, the band already sounded like a runaway train. Not anything Marie wanted to be part of. She forgot the interaction as quickly as it happened. That is, until later that night.
You'll never believe what happened to me.
Marie's identical twin sister, Cherie, came bursting into the room.
Kim Fowley asked me to audition for the Runaways.
In the annals of music history, the Runaways are best remembered as the moment when women really broke into rock music. Sure, there have been all-girl rock bands like the Shangri-Las and Fanny, but these bands were few, far between, and shy about their surrender to the oversexed, no-holds-barred bravado of rock mythology. The Runaways were that moment when women, teen women no less, went all in. Their songs weren't about swooning over crushes, they were about jerking off to crushes, taking drugs, outrunning cops. The Runaways wore leather and lingerie on stage, and they pissed on the equipment of bands who disrespected them. Pat Smear of The Germs said the Runaways did for LA what the Ramones did for New York. Music journalist John Savage points to a Runaways show as a defining moment in British punk history. But this isn't just the story of the trials and tribulations of an influential, all-female band. It's the story of women who said yes and women who said no. It's about women who had to negotiate everything from their femininity to their sexualities, to contracts, drunk come-ons, class differences, and touring in a wood panel station wagon with a roadie high on uppers. These are women who staked their claim in history at a time when very few options were presented in binaries like yes and no. Kim Fowley is one of the best-known Svengalis in rock history, yet despite raping a band member, he's still credited for progressing women's position in rock music. But could a band like the Runaways have happened without him? Where did the women who turned down the Runaways end up? I'm Miko Caporel, and you're listening to Bad Reputation, a women's rock history podcast.
The new podcast, Bad Reputation, with Miko Caporel. Hear the history of some of the greatest titans of the rock and roll industry with Bad Reputation, now available on WVXU's Podcast Central. Our local feature this week comes to you from UC grad and writer Adam Pettit and Cincinnati musician Aaron Collins. They've joined creative forces to bring you Victor Street Fiction, a musical narrative hybrid collaboration released monthly. The guys describe the project as a podcast dedicated to blurring the lines between the album and the audiobook. Each episode, you'll hear an original work of fiction written by Adam. Some are standalone stories, while others take the form of ongoing serials comprised of multiple episodes. And you'll also hear an original score by Aaron, who intends not only to enhance your experience of the narrative, but also to create a great musical experience in and of itself. The result is a podcast unlike many others you've ever heard before. And to give you a taste of Victor Street Fiction, take a listen to a clip from the episode Blood in the Well. It's the second of a two-part sci-fi thriller with vast, sparse sound design and a thrilling story to match. Blood in the Well is just the right amount of unsettling.
Nevandis Ault was set in his ways, and he never threw out anything. Marion served him cider on an old tin plate, bent in the middle. He would reprimand her if she brought him a drink on a new serving dish, regardless of how elegant or grand or clean. Nevandis reached for the chalice, fumbling, without removing his eye from the down-angled spyglass port. But even without looking away from the lens, he would notice a change in the serving tin, she knew. He could sense the changes. Any alteration made to the most minute of objects in the room. It was stillness that he had an issue digesting. It was the light within silence which passed him by unseen. Did Cree ever return? He asked, finding the fishbowl curve of the glass with his pinching fingers. He did not, reported Marion, removing the tin and drawing away. The drunkard, exclaimed the astronomer. I give him a bonus of 2 drachmas, and what does he do? He vanishes with important documents. The planets are moving above like judges, honorable around a table, determining our fates. The stars are restless. This is activity that nobody's seen for thousands of years, prophesized activity. And I don't have my notes to compare against the old books because this greedy idiot's taken a wash to lustful animal needs, reposing in a tavern fraught with climatic horrors. He lifted his face from the oculus, a ring imprinted around his eye, his gray hair scuffled and free. What if he never returns? What then do I do, Marion? Tell me. Why do I trust anyone besides myself in such a selfish world? Nature is an uncertain reaction, and people always prove to be duplicitous. Except for you, Marion. You're the only one who makes me believe there might be any order to this world. In days where the solid fixtures of our universe have denied physics, and have selected to act idiosyncratically, you remain a bastion of service, of predictability and loyalty. I love you for it. He kissed her quickly on her strawberry hair, and spat out the strands that became stuck to his lips, or flossed like coils around his teeth. She withdrew from the old man. If you'd like, I can try and find him for you. You'll not find his lot, shooed the astronomer. 1,000 taverns line the streets on the side of town, and he could be in any one of them. And that's only if he didn't take my work and leave Ferodfoot to pawn it off. Create weapons from it, they will. No, he could be anywhere in Prelora. I think he liked to hang around the Greylock Inn, said Marion. That's the place I always hear him speaking of. Perhaps I can try my hand there. The Greylock, repeated the astronomer, bringing his thumb to his chin. Yes, I have heard him mumbling about that place, complaining of the people who always wrong him there. Try it if you can. See if you can bring him back. But more importantly, get those documents.
A snippet from the local podcast Victor Street Fiction from Adam Pettit and Aaron Collins. Try out a new and different podcast experience with Victor Street Fiction. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. As is our custom, we end Start Here each week with a look at what's bubbling up on the Apple Podcast charts by iTunescharts.net. True crime is the catnip of the podcast universe, as you know, and this true crime podcast has vaulted to the top of the charts. It's Jensen and Holes, the Murder Squad. Retired cold case investigator Paul Holes and investigative journalist Billy Jensen dig deep into unsolved murders, unidentified remains, and missing person cases. Sound familiar? Well, here's the twist. Each week, listeners send in tips and theories, becoming active members of the Murder Squad to help solve the crimes. So there you have it. Interactive true crime. The Murder Squad, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more information about podcasts we like, check out Podcast Central at WVXU.org. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@WVXU.org or call us at 513-294-8030 and we'll add your voice to ours. For now, I'm Tripp Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.